Hey y'all, this is Captain Tim DeThana with Tideline Charters, fishing out of Ocean Isle Beach, North Carolina, in southern Brunswick County. We've had a great week on the water, actually. You know, we've been blessed with some beautiful wintertime weather, super mild conditions, very light winds, and it's just made the style of fishing that we are doing right now, it's made it that much easier for us. Basically from late fall to now, the trout bite has just been strange in the sense that there just haven't been a ton of fish around. The fish that we are catching, I believe, are more of the residential fish, fish that we see in areas that typically hold true, year after year. I just don't think that we have a lot of migrating fish. I think that this late fall, whether it was storm systems or what, just might have just pushed the trout maybe out and around us just a little bit. I know that they're, reporting some good fishing north and south of us, but, our trout fishing's just been super slow, and moving into the wintertime, Our normal plan of action is to switch over to red fishing more, and that's what we've done. We've again been blessed with great weather, so it's made the shallow water fishing that much easier for us. Something that we're really looking for, if we can ever find a lower tide when the sun is higher in the sky, that's two of the first things that we look for. So when we're looking to try to plan our week ahead around planning on a day that we want to go and try to target these fish in shallow water, we are trying to see if we can't get low tide anywhere between 10 and 2, would be ideal. And so this upcoming week looks like it's going to be great again for us. And find a day where the wind is light, and those are the days you really want to get out there. So when we're targeting these fish, a lot of people, are, in a mindset where that if they don't have a poling skiff or they don't have, the ability to really sight fish, that they don't have the means to do this kind of fishing. And that's just not true, especially in our area. What we're targeting mainly, what we're looking for, are these tiny little pockets. It could be just maybe 2 or 3 feet deeper than the surrounding water, and that's where a lot of these fish are going to stage. So, what we're doing is we're looking for that low tide, last hour of the fall, first hour of the rise, as low a water as we can safely maneuver around with the boats, and we're looking for these areas where we would imagine fish are going to hold. A lot of these little pockets are near oyster beds, they're near little washouts where the current has cut it just a touch deeper, small creek mouths, areas where you would just imagine that fish are going to stage. And there isn't one spot that's better than another. You just kind of need to power through and just keep finding new spots, keep fishing, and eventually you can start to pattern where these fish are going to sit and when they're going to sit there. Now, a lot of times when you do, if you are able to be there and in the most extreme shallow, time of the day, you will see these fish move across the flats. So, if you have the ability to chase after them stealthily, not using a trolling motor, running across the bottom of the mud, a lot of times people only see the fish when they spook the fish. So, I can't emphasize how important it is, even if you are just targeting the potholes, to work extremely slow. Most of what we're doing right now is in our normal bay boats. Kind of running them a little lighter on fuel, trying to be mindful of the draft and working very slowly with a trolling motor. You'd be amazed on how stealthy you can be if you're just mindful with how you use the trolling motor. So, when we find these fish, we've found the area, we've done the work, we found the fish. As far as catching them, there's been a number of different things that's worked for us here recently. One thing similar to moving the boats, we're moving the baits extremely slow. So a bait that we're able to work slowly without having to provide a ton of action, to get the bait to look good in the water while we're still able to move it slow because, the water is cooler, the fish are moving slower. We're using more stick style baits. We've had a lot of success with the Z-Man jerk shads here recently. Not as much the trout tricks, but the Z-Man jerk shads, as far as that profile bait, has been great. Paired with a jig head that's a little bit more forward weighted so that the bait kind of stands on its head a little bit as you just kind of slowly move it across the bottom, is super important. So one thing to do when you go ahead and get your bait set up, stick it in the water. If you're shallow enough, see how it lays on the bottom. If it sticks up and it moves and does all the things that you want it to do, the Z-Man baits are buoyant. So that's super helpful in that instance. If it looks good, run it. If it looks like it's just going to lay kind of over on its side, that's not exactly what you'd want to be using, in this scenario. So the larger paddle tails, baits like that, aren't as productive for us. It could be different depending on your fishing style, but for what we're doing, we're looking for a bait that's going to stand up a little bit better, and be able to work really slowly. We haven't had a super consistent bite on any of the shrimp imitations either. So it's really been for us, it's kind of, low and slow to the bottom, working extremely slow is the name of the game. We've also had some really good opportunities on the fly rod here recently, which is not something that we normally get to do from the bay boat. If you're able to work slowly, a lot of times we're fishing in these areas that are only a foot and a half deep, whether you're able to see the fish or to be able to just blind cast and slowly work that fly, a soft presentation in the water is only going to help you. So we're really focusing on, just kind of looking at the clarity of the water that you're in. If it's a little stained, we're going with something a little darker. The red bone color has been fantastic for us here recently, as has the root beer chartreuse. So, kind of just matching the water, the area that you're in, to the bait, having a subtle presentation, working extremely slowly. If you're able to do all of those things, these fish are really eager to eat. There's not a lot of food for them right now. So when they are out and about and, the timing of the day works out for you, these fish are eager to eat if you find them. So this is a lot of times it's so starkly different than what we do on the normal day-to-day fishing in our area. I tell everybody, get a chance, if you have the opportunity to get out in the wintertime and try it. It's a new challenge for you. It's something that we really enjoy doing, and we've had success so far this winter, and we hope that it continues. But we appreciate it, guys, and we'll talk to you next week.